Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host, and thanks for joining me. Well, first of all, let me wish all my listeners a Happy New Year. Now, on to the podcast. It's difficult to be neutral about Edward Snowden, the American who shook up the world in June 2013 with his revelations about the intelligence activities of the U.S. National Security Agency. He has angered members of Congress and has been accused of espionage. He has also been defended by civil libertarians and whistleblowers. So, is he doing the work of the angels, or is he helping the devil? Are his actions good or bad? Why must his actions be either harmful or helpful? Let's consider that they could be both. Snowden has hurt the United States, politically and economically. His revelations have caused problems with U.S. relationships with Germany and Brazil. A state dinner with President Obama in September was canceled by Dilma Rousseff, the Brazilian president. More recently, the Snowden revelations contributed to Brazil deciding to purchase new fighter jets from Saab, a Swedish company, as opposed to Boeing, a U.S. company. The worth of the Saab contract, $4.5 billion. Germany is the dominant nation in Europe today. When the NSA hacking of the cell phone of Angela Merkel was revealed, that surely didn't help build confidence between the two governments. You know what comes to mind? The actions of Stasi, the notorious East German state security service during the Cold War. On a lighter note, I'm reminded of Robert De Niro's famous phrase in the 2000 film Meet the Parents, the circle of trust. Now, in what ways has Snowden helped the United States? By taking a stand for privacy. How? By letting the world in on some of the details of the extent of the massive intelligence operation that the U.S. government has created. Now, Snowden was interviewed by the Washington Post recently. This is some of what he said. As soon as the journalists were able to work, everything that I had been trying to do was validated. Because, remember, I didn't want to change society. I wanted to give society a chance to determine if it should change itself. All I wanted was for the public to be able to have a say in how they are governed. Hold on, you might say. The U.S. has elections and a free press. American citizens do have the ultimate power to govern themselves. But what if they don't know what their government is doing in their name? When secrecy, ignorance, and apathy are joined, a lot of people would not call that self-government, except nominally. These are also the words of Snowden. What the government wants is something they never had before. They want total awareness. The question is that something we should be allowing? A good question. No, make that a critical question. Snowden has helped change the world, for better and for worse. It would be great if more individuals and more of the media could keep these two characterizations of Snowden in mind simultaneously. Why not welcome holistic policy dialogues? What about forcing politicians to openly engage U.S. citizens in the necessary debate on the difficult trade-offs between security and freedom? Even though this would be tough, it is also unavoidable. At least if the U.S. genuinely wants self-government. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out my latest book, The Underdog in American Politics, The Democratic Party and Liberal Values. It's now an audiobook. Check out my website, carltroutman.com, for how to get it. And be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in room 33.